Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ellie Rogers, and I'm reading Randy's reflection on his behalf due to his compromised breathing right now. I, Randy, initially took the Black History for a New Day class in 2018. I did so because when I looked around our city and our country, I saw extreme disparities in income, health, school success, home ownership, and countless other measures of well-being. Whites ranked high while Black, Indigenous, and people of color, BIPOC, ranked low. I thought, slavery has long been abolished and the civil rights movement has leveled the playing field, so to speak. So why do these inequities persist? What I learned through the class was that school had not taught me our real history. A history where, after stealing the land from the Indigenous residents, white Americans, through chattel slavery, then stole the labor of Blacks to extract wealth from the land, accumulate it into white hands, and then create rules to keep that power intact. I came to see how nearly every institution in our country was carefully structured to maintain this wealth and power imbalance, creating a future of opportunity for whites and disadvantages for BIPOC. And most importantly for me, I also learned how I've been raised on propaganda that places the blame for their disadvantaged situations on the victims themselves, rather than on a carefully orchestrated system of denied access to benefits and opportunity. Messages like, they are lazy and don't want to work. They turn decent housing into slums. The men abandon their children, leaving them to be raised by grandparents in broken homes. These are racist fictions hiding the reality of redlining into substandard housing, denied access to the GI Bill, housing loans, and financial aid for education, discrimination blocking access to decent jobs, and a history of intact families torn apart by a slave master's whim. I took the class again in 2022 because coming to recognize this propaganda I carry inside me has been life-changing for me. I believe I'm becoming better able to recognize the distortions in my own attitudes towards BIPOC as I better understand our history of white supremacy. As an example, I realize that as I'm helping distribute food at a pickup site, I'm inappropriately looking for gratitude as if I'm giving a gift to the food collector, rather than addressing an injustice that has left me comfortable while they can't even afford the food that they need. Or am I thinking a Black person is being thin-skinned when they speak of a microaggression when they are complimented on being articulate, where they are actually reacting to a message that capability is unexpected in a person of color? I believe the class has helped me become more open to recognizing how traumatic the constant scrutiny and minority status of being Black must feel, constantly being reminded that the system has been rigged against you. I strongly encourage all of you to consider signing up for the class today. It will improve the accuracy of your historical knowledge and enhance the awareness of your inner biases.
Thank you.
Hello. My name is Lila Pine, and my pronouns are she and her. I grew up in a small all-white town in northeastern New Jersey, the daughter of Russian Jewish immigrants who barely escaped the genocide of the pogroms that killed in Russia between the 1880s and the 1917 revolution. Growing up hearing the horror stories that my parents went through in their early childhoods, and the anti-Semitism that I faced starting at about age 5, I thought I was intuitively anti-racist due to our own life-threatening experiences with oppression. But the fact is that I grew up permeated in a white supremacist culture, and it would take a lifetime to unlearn all the biases I was raised with in society. When I was 13, I stood paralyzed in front of our black and white Admiral TV set, horrified as I watched the live news coverage of police beating peaceful black protesters with clubs, hosing them down with fire hoses, sicking vicious police dogs with sharp teeth on peaceful black people in the South. These cruel, violent scenes on the TV news kept going on for several years during the civil rights movement, and I watched almost all of them. I listened to many speeches and interviews with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but there was still so much more I didn't understand. When we adopted 2 Latinx children in Bogota, Colombia, they faced continuous racism in the ostensibly liberal Madison public schools. I stood up for them and soothed them at many parent-teacher meetings for years, and I tried to correct all the biased and false assumptions that the teachers, counselors, and the cops at East High School made about my kids based on their ethnicity and skin color. My son is Afro-American. And I dried my children's tears each time they were called spics, lazy Mexicans, or falsely accused of selling drugs. But there was still so much I still didn't know or understand about racism. Starting about 20 years ago, I began to attend workshops and classes where I heard Black activists talk about the systemic white supremacy that they face in every aspect of their lives in America, living in fear, anxiety, depression on a daily basis. I learned something new in each class. So last fall, we organized a group of REEB members to join me in signing up for what I had heard was an amazing course about Black history for a new day, the part of American history that we had never been taught in school or even in college. The course was shocking and stunning and eye-opening. It is taught by several excellent UW-Madison professors with years of experience researching the lost history and horrors of Black history in America and in Wisconsin. And it includes painful stories from the Reverend Alex G. of the Nehemiah Organization about what he has suffered for 30 years in Madison as a Black minister here. The 9 of us who attended that course this past fall all agreed that if everyone or mostly everyone at James Reeb could attend this Black History for a New Day class, we could do some amazing things as a congregation to help dismantle white supremacy for the Black community here and across the country and become much more knowledgeable about how to work with Black-led, Latino and Asian-led community organizations in a truly respectful way. Today is the last day to register for the class through tonight. I'm hoping they will extend the deadline, but right now the deadline is tonight. If you need to link to register and pay for the course fee online, email me at sabinosanctuary@gmail.com, and that email address is in the chat, or find my email on the Black History announcements in the last 2 weekly church emails or in the REEB member directory. I promise you won't regret it, and it may change your life.
Thank you, Randy and Lila. And there are some other class attendees here with us today. Carol, and actually our worship associate, Eric, is attended the class as well this fall. So most of my life, I've been aware of and felt uncomfortable about the disparities between white people's fortunes and that of people of color. When I was younger, I noticed how neighborhoods with predominantly black or brown people were less beautiful, well-kept, and spacious than the neighborhoods dominated by white families. I was in high school and college when the war against drugs was waged, and it was clear, even to my developing mind, that this was not a war happening in spaces I occupied, and not just because I wasn't experimenting with anything more lethal than marijuana. It wasn't until much later that I learned that white people snorting cocaine were levied much lighter fines and sentences than the people of color possessing equivalent drugs. As a young adult, I continued to move in mostly white spaces, enjoying the oblivion of white privilege and comfort, all the while seeing but not perceiving the inequities all around me. Truly, if I had not encountered Unitarian Universalism, and specifically JRUUC, in my mid-30s, I can't say that I would yet have the level of awareness and desire to change that I have today. Through social justice and racial justice initiatives and projects, service topics here, and conversations with fellow Reavers, I came to truly wake up to my immense privilege, even as a queer person, even as a woman, due to the color of my skin. The Black History for a New Day class fills in many of the gaps in my understanding of the depth, breadth, and impact of racism so much more than any previous information or exposure, with its many, many historic anecdotes, facts and figures, personal accounts, and threads traced from before the transatlantic slave trade to make clear and undeniable the hideous truth of white power and arbitrary discrimination against people whose origins begin in Africa. The Black History for a New Day classes left me sickened, bewildered, ashamed, and unable to not see these truths all around us, even today. I am indebted to the Reverend Dr. Alex G. and his sister Laleda and other colleagues at Nehemiah for creating these stellar classes and discussion groups with these allies to process all that we learned each week and to have the opportunity to think through the inevitable what now that arises after the classes conclude. I'm grateful for the experience, and I'm relieved that I'm among other allies who want to educate, donate, and equally important, affiliate to make real change in the lives of members of the Black communities here in Madison and beyond. Thank you.